But this says, no evil shall befall the man who dwells in the secret place, or the woman who dwells in the secret place of the Most High. No plague or calamity will come near your house, your tent. Hallelujah.
God wants you to live a long life, free from fear and powerfully equipped to fulfill His good plans for you. Join Gloria Copeland on this Believer's Voice of Victory as she teaches on Psalm 91, God's long life plan for you.
I want to start today. Let's start with Psalm 91, or I think we talked about that some yesterday, but I want to go back there today. I'm going to read it first in the Amplified Bible. Well, let's look at verse 14 in Psalm 91. Because he has set his love upon me. Now, this is the man who dwells in the secret place of the Most High. He says of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. On him I lean and rely, and in him I confidently trust. So this is a man of faith. He's a God man. He's a man of faith. And he's believing to be delivered. He's not afraid of the terror of the night. He knows 1,000 could fall at one side and 10,000 at the other, but it'll not come near him. Because, verse 9 says, because you've made the Lord your refuge and the Most High your dwelling place, there shall no evil befall you. Well, poverty's an evil. Sickness is an evil. There's all kind of evils out in the world. The world is full of evil because devil's here. But this says, no evil shall befall the man who dwells in the secret place, or the woman who dwells in the secret place of the Most High. No plague or calamity will come near your house, your tent. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because he gives the angels charge over us. And then in verse 14 it says, because he has set his love upon me, God says, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he knows and understands my name, has a personal knowledge of my mercy, love, and kindness, trusts and relies on me. He knows my name. He trusts me. He loves me. And the Bible just tells us that if we love God, we'll keep his commandments. So you can tell if you love him by if you do what he says. And if you do what he says, then there's an extra bounce to your faith. Because you know you love him. That's proof that you love him. So you qualify for this. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. So long life is part of our deliverance and our salvation. Long life is part of the promises of protection. Well, if you're protected, and if you the pestilence and sickness can't get to you, and no bad person can get to you, and no evil shall befall you, what's not to live long there? Yeah, we can live long. We're people of faith. We have a Father. Glory to God. Long life. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. I remember Brother Hagin used to say, well, you know, when they talk about how long you live, he said, live till you're satisfied. Just live till you're satisfied. With long life, will I satisfy him. If you're not satisfied, live on a while longer. Glory to God. And Brother Hagin, when he went to be with the Lord, Billy was very close to him. And I would say he was satisfied, wouldn't you, Billy? He was satisfied. He was satisfied. You know what he did the day he left, as I understand it? He went in and he ate a big breakfast.
He always said you should do that.
He always said what?
He always said the best way he'd like to go is to eat a big breakfast. And then when he finished, just leave and go to heaven.
Did you hear that? He always said, Billy said, that he would like, when he goes, that he would like to eat a big breakfast and just leave here and go to heaven. And you know, that is exactly what he did. Jerry Horton cooked him a big breakfast, and he ate until he was satisfied. And then he left. Well, that's a sound plan. If you're going to take a trip, don't you like to eat before you leave? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm telling you, that's good, Billy. I'm glad you threw that in. So to satisfy, here's what satisfy means according to Strong. To satisfaction. Live till you're satisfied. To satisfaction. Have enough. Live till you're satisfied and you have enough. Till you're filled, full, to be full of, have plenty of. Have plenty of life. Live out the full number of your days. Get all your job done. Get all your desires that you want to do in life, everything that you know you've had out there you want to do. Take a trip, do whatever you want to do. And then, if you're old enough, leave. We just can go home when we get through and live out our days. Really, I'd be so surprised if Jesus didn't come get us before this generation leaves here. But the Bible also says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So we don't have any fear of death. And we're not going to have any accidents and allow any of the devil's stuff to take us out early. Amen? We're not, and sickness and disease, we've been delivered from that. Jesus bore that for us. Glory to God. So we can just live out our full number of days, be of service to the Lord, accomplish whatever He tells us to do. And when we're old enough and we're satisfied, we've got everything covered, everything done, covered. We've lived out our days and we finished our calling and our work is done. We'll just leave. Is that good?
Yes.
Amen. So we don't have anything to fear in death. It is appointed unto men once to die. And we may get to go in the rapture. I think Jesus is going to come soon. I mean, I just expect Him. But every generation that's been connected has expected Him to come in their generation. And I expect that. To be satisfied, having the desires fully gratified, made content. That's what it means to satisfy according to Webster. We know this is God's will. The abider is delivered and satisfied. It is appointed to every man, the scripture says, once to die. Not a time to die. See, that's in Hebrews 9, 26 through 27. We quote it as saying it's appointed a time to die. But it says, actually, it's appointed every man wants to die. We're only going to die once. We're only going to leave here once. But there's no set time for it. You and I determine pretty much how long we live. And since we are faith people, we should expect to live a long time. Because I believe God for protection. I believe Him to, when I'm in the car, I believe Him to protect me and keep me. And the Lord knows He's done some good job at that too. And I believe to be delivered of sickness and disease. We're faith people. So we shouldn't expect to check out of here at 70 or 80. It says in Psalm 107:20, He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. That's why we can live a long time. He sent His word. We know the word. We know the will of God. We know 70 or 80 is not a set time of life. My, you're just learning some things at 70. Glory to God. What is old? Check yourself out at 120 and see if you're satisfied. That's not a limit. Surely Jesus will come before I get to be 120. But we ought to live according to Psalm 91. We can live till we're satisfied. Amen? Hallelujah. I love the word. It makes me so happy. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. It'd be hard for one to die under those conditions. If whenever you got in trouble, you knew the Lord well enough and you had enough faith to call upon him, the Lord will answer you at any age. You're not going to get to be 100 and then he's going to turn you off like you turn off water. No. I will be with him in trouble. Who? The one that trusts and relies on me. Knowing. See, this person that's this Psalm 91 is talking about, this person knows something. And in the Amplified it says, he knows that he knows and understands my name. He understands God. We know God. We have a personal knowledge of his mercy, his love, and kindness. And we trust and rely on him. Now, if we've been living our younger life right, we've been in the Word. We've been finding out what belongs to us. We've been obedient. We've been making changes when the Word corrects us or the Spirit of God corrects us. If we're living, doing like we should be doing, we're all the time changing. We're all the time getting better at walking by faith, all the time getting better at believing God and expecting, and all the time being more obedient. Every year we live, we ought to learn more. And the more we know, the more obedient we can be. Amen. So we're in a good place with God, and here's what happens with us. He said, he'll call upon me, and I'll answer him. I'll be with him in trouble. I will deliver him. What's trouble? Well, that could be an accident. That could be sickness, disease, storms, shipwreck, airplane crashes. I will be with him in trouble. What a scripture. When faith people are in trouble, they've got help. God is with us. And it says, he's not just with us, I will deliver him and honor him. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. I get so excited because I believe this stuff. With long life, long life, long life, will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. That word is deliverance, everything good, being taken care of. Salvation's not just being born again. It's salvation, spirit, soul, body, financially, in every way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're a blessed people. Now, if we don't believe the word and we don't get it into our thinking and we don't get it into our mouth, then we're not going to be able to walk in what belongs to us. But I'm going to continue in my life to stay in the Word of God. Amen? And I'm going to continue in my life to do what I'm told. In the next psalm, it says in verse 12, the uncompromisingly righteous shall flourish like the palm tree, long-lived, stately, upright, useful, and fruitful. They shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon, majestic, stable, durable, incorruptible. Planted in the house of the Lord, they shall flourish in the courts of our God. Growing in grace, they shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be full of sap. Are you full of sap? They shall be full of sap, of spiritual vitality. Glory to God. Rich in the verdure of trust and love and contentment. Here's what we're supposed to be, church. This is what we're supposed to be. This is what the world around us ought to be seeing. They are living memorials. Have you ever thought about yourself being a living memorial? I'm a believer. I'm a Christian. You should be a living memorial. Every time they see a Christian, they ought to see a living memorial. They ought to be amazed. Look at her. She's 130. She's still driving her car. They are a living memorial to show that the Lord is upright and faithful. faithful to his promises. Every time your neighbors see you, knowing that you're a Christian, a turned on Christian, dedicated Christian, they ought to see victory. Amen. They ought to see abundance and blessing. They are living memorials to show the Lord is upright and faithful to his promises. He is the rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Hallelujah. They ought to see nothing but good. And if we were living scripturally, that's what it'd be. Because there's no doubt about it, we've been redeemed from the curse. And there's no doubt about it that every bad thing that's not even listed in that curse is under the curse. Thank God. Hallelujah. So what's the problem? I'll tell you what the problem is. It's our thinking. You got to have your mind renewed to the Word of God. See, I really believe this stuff. I don't just say it when I preach. I really believe it. I believe I'm going to live long and live strong. I believe it. I believe the Word of God. I believe by His stripes I was healed. So when a symptom comes my way, I don't receive it. I say, no, you don't. You're not coming on me. I'm healed. Jesus Himself bore my sicknesses and carried my diseases. Now, how do you maintain that? Steady diet of the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. And if you want to live abnormally good, you got to stay in that Word. You ought to read the Word every day. You say, well, I don't have time. Well, do you have time to get your problem straightened out? Do you have time to you know, when you can't pay your bills, do you have time to go do something about it? You need to get in the Word, and you wouldn't have to waste your time on junk. On things that are under the curse. Amen. We can live a supernatural life. After all, we're born again. We're filled with the Holy Ghost. If you're not filled with the Holy Spirit, you need to be filled. Because that's power. Nobody. Let's just have a show of hands. How many of you that are filled with the Spirit, with speaking in other tongues, and you can truthfully say that you never did accomplish much spiritually until after you were filled with the Spirit? Look at that. Why? Because that's power. He shall receive power when the Holy Ghost has come up on him. The Spirit of God is on the inside of us, living in us, directing us. Follow the unction of your Spirit. That's another key thing that we learned from Brother Hagin, was to follow what you get in your heart. Do I always know whether it's from God or not? No, if I don't know, if I have something, I think, well, I don't know if that's the Lord or not, then I'll just let it incubate in there a little while till I know. What do you want? And you know, that's called the inner witness. Most of the time we're led not by signs and wonders, but we're led by the Word of God. Amen. And we're led by that inward witness, just an unction. You should do this. Now, I've learned in my life, I lean toward, if I get something to do and I don't know for sure if it was the Lord or not, I'll probably do it anyway if it's good and scriptural, you know, because I want to be sure I'm obeying God. So pray in the Spirit, stay in the Word yourself. You can't get all you need at church. You got to spend time in the Word. Get up early, spend time in the Word. Pray in the Spirit. Pray with your understanding. Listen to your heart. Expect to be led by the Spirit. God wants us to walk in victory. He's got a way for us to walk in victory. But we have to pay attention to Him. Attend to my words, it says in Proverbs. Consent and submit to my sayings. And I just would encourage myself and all of us to just be sure we're paying attention, giving God something to work with. You cannot walk in victory without spending time with the Lord. There's too much trash, too much junk, too many things out there surrounding us, too much trouble in the world. We've got to stay in contact. Amen. Glory to God. And staying in contact will help you live long and live strong. It'll keep you going in the right direction. Look at, let me read this scripture to you. We'll close with this scripture. Psalm 91:16 in the Amplified. Well, let's see. Let's start with 14 in Psalm. Let's read this again. Psalm 91. I'm going to read it in Amplified. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. What's happening when we give God our time? What's happening when we get up in the dark at 4 o'clock in the morning and spend time with him? Well, we're setting our love upon him. We're going to do that, and he's going to deliver us. God's saying to us, I will set him on high because he knows and understands my name. He has a personal knowledge of my mercy, love, and kindness. How do you get that? From the Word of God and from believing the Word of God. He trusts and relies on me, knowing I will never forsake him. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him, God says. See, the more you give God of yourself, the more open door he has to come into your life. God never forces his way in, but you open the door and he'll come in. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. Long life. I want to live long and live strong. With long life will I satisfy him. That's one thing to live long. It's one thing to be satisfied while you live long. It's not, you know, you're not satisfied if you're sick, if you can't walk, if you're here, if you're there. God wants you to be well. He wants you healed. He bore our sicknesses and carried our diseases. He wants the joy of the Lord to be our strength. Hallelujah. Church, if we'll live with God and walk with him and spend time with him, we can breeze through this life. When we're finished, we can leave here. To be absent from the bodies, to be present with the Lord. How good can it get? With long life will I satisfy him. That means good life, satisfied life. And show him my salvation. Salvation is deliverance, healing, blessing. Everything it takes for you and me to walk free and blessed. Glory to God. You know, all we have to do is give of ourselves to him. And he'll fill wherever we give him. Amen? Amen. Father, we do love you today. Lord, help us and reveal to each one of us individually what we need to do to increase in our spiritual growth, what each person needs to do to keep going up. We want to keep going up, Lord. We don't want to just get to a place and just stay there and never grow. We want to keep going, keep growing. And we ask you for the wisdom, your wisdom to manifest in all of our lives. And we set ourselves to put your word first place, to spend time with you, and to obey you in our spirit as you lead and direct us to do certain things. We want you to make it clear to us. Lord, you know, I told you, if you'd make it clear to me, I'd do it. And that's what other people here are saying to you right now. You show me what to do. You make me to understand it. You make it clear to me. And we'll do it, Lord. Is that right? Yes. Yes, Lord. We'll do it. We'll obey you. We want to be all that you need in this earth, Lord. We want to be all that you need us to be. And we set ourselves, and we thank you that we're able to come together and be fed and be stirred and grow and increase. And now as we're preparing shortly to go back to our homes and our businesses and whatever we do all the time, we expect to be led by the Spirit. We're asking you, Lord, make it clear to us. Lead us by your Spirit. Let us know exactly what you want from us, and we'll do it. If you believe that, say, I'll do it.
I'll do it.
I'll do it, Lord. We'll do it. We'll do what you tell us if you make it clear. And we'll open our hearts up to you by time in prayer and time in the Word. And we'll grow up and we'll become all that you want us to be. And we'll give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, we agree as touching that and we receive it. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
No matter what is going on in the world, recession, devastation, family trouble, disease, believers have a tool at their side that can change everything. Prayer. God always answers prayer, and He desires that we be people whose prayers get results. How to Get Your Prayers Answered 10-Day Spiritual Action Plan, the latest Lifeline kit from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, is an easy-to-use collection designed to help you learn how to pray with confidence and stop all doubt. It has Kenneth Copeland Ministries' most comprehensive book on the subject of prayer and is filled with practical steps, scriptures to stand on, and thought-provoking devotional questions. This Lifeline kit also contains a CD of prayers that Kenneth and Gloria Copeland prayed just for you, faith and action cards to carry with you or share with others, worship songs to keep your heart and mind focused, and a bonus teaching DVD of strong word-based messages. Your life will change when you know the keys. Renew your mind and discover how to get your prayers answered today. Order our best-selling Lifeline series, How to Get Your Prayers Answered by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, for just $19.95. Whether you're new to prayer or want to power up your quiet time, this will move you from the basics to being a world-changing prayer warrior. For an additional 10% off, order your Lifeline kit online. For more ministry resources available to you from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, go to kcm.org.
We saw today in Psalm 91 the secret to living a long and a satisfied life. It's just simply to set your love upon God and to spend every moment of every day with Him. Now think about this. The Word of God, it is the vocabulary, if you will, of the Holy Spirit. And I've got little kids, maybe you do too. The more time they spend listening to their mom and I, the more time you spend listening to you interacting with us, the more their vocabulary increases. And the same thing is true in the Spirit. The same thing is true with the Word of God. This means when you and I will begin to grow in our understanding of the truth and we'll be able to discern His instructions, His vocabulary, the way He speaks more clearly. That's the purpose of these broadcasts, to help you and I grow in our understanding of God's Word and our relationship with Him. We've got great resources at kcm.org to help you do just that. Thanks so much for joining us today. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. You can also view the webcasts online at your convenience or download them as video or audio files. Continue to grow in God's Word and build your faith with this week's product offer. These word-based teachings will help you live in victory. Order your copy today. Receive the great grace God is abounding toward you and live in the blessing. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. Living Victory Orlando Faith Encounter, Champions Gate, Florida, April 18th through 19th with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher. Living Victory Las Vegas Faith Encounter, Henderson, Nevada, May 30th through 31st with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher. The 2014 Peru Victory Campaign. Kenneth Copeland will be in Lima, Peru, June 6th through the 7th at the Eduardo Diwos Coliseum.